Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
All right. Good morning. We're hosting Tradio now, and our lines are open for anything that you have to buy, sell, or trade. My name is Isaiah. I'm your co-host, and I'm here with Julie.
Good morning. And I always like to tell people it's a great time to clarify details of upcoming events, because sometimes you send in a PSA, and they can't be very long, so you could add a whole lot more detail if you call. Yes. And talk about it on Tradio. Mm-hmm. So I hope people will call in. This is a busy time of year.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I remember a month ago you told me, oh, yeah, October, end of September, it's going to be crazy. And I honestly did not believe you. And
You didn't?
I didn't. I was like, what are you talking about? It'll be fall.
Right. You think people slow down? No, we speed up.
Yeah, I'm realizing. As the days get shorter, we get faster, I guess.
I think so. I think it's an antidote to the darkness that's gathering. You know, every day we lose
time. In the corner of our vision.
Exactly. And you think, well, let's go to a bright, well-lighted place and eat good things with fun people. Right. So come up with all these different events. Well, there's a phone. I'm going to go run it and get it.
All right. So again, you can give us a call at 907-772-3808. And that's for anything you have to buy, sell, trade. And we do have a caller. On line one, you are on the air.
Hello?
Hiya, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, this is Barb Stelz, and I'm calling, I guess, from the library. It's about Manhattan Short Film Festival this weekend, and I just want to encourage everybody to come. It's if you've never been, it's 10 short films that were selected from, you know, hundreds of films that were submitted, and they choose 10 from all around the world. And kind of the cool part about it is that you come and then you get a voting card, and at the end, you're able to vote for your favorite film and your favorite actor or actress, and then I go ahead and send those off to the committee in New York, and they're added to everyone else, and it's shown. This film festival, it's like its slogan, or not slogan, but its thing is One World, One Week, One Festival. And so this film festival is shown across six continents between September 25th and October 5th. And everyone who sees it can put in a vote, and then they get tallied. And so that's fun. And they also, these films, I'm trying to think if they end up possibly, they're eligible for Oscar nominations and all that kind of stuff, too. So it's kind of cool.
And Barb, what time does it start? It's at Northern Lights Theater, right?
It is, yes. And it starts at the doors open at 6:30, and the show starts at 7. And it goes a couple hours. And I do want to say that it, with my past experience in minis, that it is, these films are for mature audiences.
Yes, I was going to ask that.
Yeah, it's definitely not for kids at all. And it ranges from, you know, dramatic to comical to, and I mean, they can sometimes, they're a little dark. This year, the films, you know, their subjects are migration, reconciliation, housing, parenthood, and all sorts of other interesting topics. So I'm just encouraging people to come, and it's at the theater, so there'll be concessions available as well. The tickets are $15, and you can just pay at the door.
Perfect.
And we look forward to having everybody come.
And that's Saturday and Sunday?
Or Friday and Saturday.
Sorry, yes. It's Friday night and Saturday night. Open at 6:30. Show starts at 7.
All right. And that'll be a good slice of the human condition right there. Very relevant topics, it sounds like.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I think, too. We have on the program that you'll get has kind of, and there's also programs that you can pick up ahead at the library, and they kind of give you the title of the film and the country they're from and kind of just a little brief synopsis of each film. So, little teaser for that. So, if you want to come to the library and get a program, you can. We'll also have them at the door, and we hope to see you there.
All right. Well,
thanks, Barb. You certainly will.
Okay, thanks. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Barb. Bye. All right. That'll be exciting.
It always is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They used to have it at the library, but the audience got to be too big.
Oh,
and so
yes.
And they have enough for two nights. And what she didn't mention is that we are one of two locations in Alaska.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so special. And I'm guessing here in Anchorage or something.
Here, I believe in Anchorage, yes. And they somehow got on the list to do it. But Juneau is not getting this opportunity. Just Petersburg
you heard
and
it here
Anchorage.
First, folks.
Yes, it was something that, one more thing that the library did to bring something special to our community.
Right.
That's a busy place, the library.
Yeah.
I have a hard time keeping up with all the activities that go on in that place. In fact, do you have anything? I think there's probably something even today at the library.
Yeah, there is. If you give me a
I'll give you a minute there to search through. One thing I'm, since I can have a few minutes here, time for a shameless plug, we have the fundraiser coming up, the fall fundraiser, and it starts October 5th with a brunch, which is always lots of fun, usually a sunny day, too. But anyway, I hope you'll stop in, and you can bring a dish to share or not. There's usually plenty of food, and it's here at the radio station at the corner of 2nd and Charles W. Street. I think we start at 11 o'clock in the morning. It always seems like that, 11 to 1, somewhere in there, and we hope we'll see a lot of community members. But during the week of the fundraiser, what makes our fundraiser fun is all the voices from the community that get on the air and talk about what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be sitting at home and listening to the radio and find out what everyone does, from the quilters to the swim team to wave. You know, we have some people signed up, but I am looking for more people to come in and talk about what they do or upcoming events or anything of interest to the community.
Great way to dispel a myth about what you do. And great way to say, hey, this is coming up. You should come
or
by.
Or we need members. Or I just noticed that the museum's got a bunch of things coming up this fall. They've got a vintage film night.
What?
Yes, they've got an art show. They've got an open house around Christmas. So there's lots happening. The Humane Association always has pets to talk about. So yes, you have a place at the table. Please give me a call or Isaiah a call. So incoming, Isaiah could be coming. 907-772-3808 and tell us about what you do here in the community.
Yeah, that'd be great. And also, that same number, if you have anything to buy, sell, trade, we're still open for Tradio this morning.
Yes,
for business. Seems relatively quiet.
So quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I know, a little too quiet.
I know. I'm wondering if everyone's outside because there's a patch of blue sky above.
I wouldn't blame them.
I know. I thought that was so funny last weekend when you said, Julie, look outside. You know, because I was just on the radio saying, oh, it's going to rain. Go check your boat. It's going to sink.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, I think that's blue sky, isn't it? It's like changeable weather. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get that phone.
And just on the Petersburg Public Library, they are hosting a stuffed animal sleepover this Friday, October. Oh, not this Friday. On Friday, October 10th, and you can drop off your stuffed animal at the library between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. And only the animals get to spend the night among the stacks, but photos will be available of their activities the next day. We'll be telling you that announcement closer to that date, too. So we do have a caller on line one. You are on the air.
Good morning. It's Doug.
Hi, Doug.
So last chance for picking up any treasures from my storage unit. I'm wrapping that up really soon here. Also, Sally hasn't called in yet, so I'll fill in until she's back. Anyway, bingo, open to the public? up the stairs of the Sons of Norway. Doors open at 6. Games start at 7. I have not received word on the menu yet, but I assume that will be figured out by Friday.
Great.
Can we talk about the sale in case people are just tuning in? It's a last chance at a sale from a storage unit. I believe you've been doing that in the old Salvation Army building, right, Doug?
Yeah, I was able to rent it out on a very short term as a workspace, but I have to get out of there, A, because I can't afford to keep renting it, and B, it's going to get very, very cold.
Okay, so how much longer are you going to have your sale down there?
End of the week? Because I need to be out of there by next Tuesday.
Okay, so up until next Tuesday, someone could drop by.
Yeah.
Are you there all day?
Ten-ish until 2-ish.
Oh.
But my number is also, but I can also do by appointment.
And what's your number?
518-0045 on that one.
0045. Also, Doug, do you have any insight into the other Salvation Army building? Like, when are they going to take donations again?
I have not been associated since the 23rd of last year, or the December 23rd of last year.
Well, I must catch up then.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so you don't know offhand either.
And if anybody wants details, they can come to me. They're not good.
No, I just want details about when one can donate. I've been seeing that question, but you have no idea.
I have nothing to do with them.
I understand.
December.
Sure. No, I just wondered if you happen to know. But because you have all these things that you are getting rid of,
yes,
it is something that is coming up in everyone's life. We have stuff to get rid of, and we want not maybe to put it out on the curb for free this time of year. So if anyone knows when the Salvation Army plans to start accepting donations again, they could call in. And what's our phone number?
907-772-3808. And I have that number drilled into my mind, and I hope everyone does too, because you can call in for Tradio on Buy Sell Trade. And Doug, thanks for calling in about bingo this
That's
week.
That said, I believe the core number is 9225, and the current officers would be the ones that would have that information.
Okay. Thank you so much, Doug,
thanks,
for
Doug.
Your call.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. So, maybe we should do a round out of...
Well, it's 15 minutes past and awfully quiet on the Western Front. I am not even hearing the phone ring.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. Bingo on Friday upstairs. You have to be 19 to play. Doors open at 6 and the games start at 7. Doug's still selling things at the Salvation Army. Anything else to read about what's happening in the community today?
Yeah.
Because as soon as I do a rundown, then people will start calling. Maybe.
It always happens that way.
Maybe they all called in for the quiz show.
Yeah. Well, some things that are coming up today is Petersburg's local newsrooms will host a public forum for the 5 candidates running for borough assembly in the October 7th municipal election. And that candidates forum will happen tonight at 6 p.m. in assembly chambers. It will be aired right here in KFSK, but... this is also open to the public, and you can ask candidates questions during that second hour of this two-hour event. And also tonight, the Pioneers of Alaska are hosting a potluck dinner and meeting that is at 6 p.m. downstairs at the Moose Lodge. And finally, the Public Health Center is hosting a reproductive health and STI clinic that is today and Thursday, and the nurse practitioner will provide birth control, IUDs, implants, pap smears, breast exams, and STI testing. And to schedule an appointment, you can call 907-772-4611 or visit their offices at 104 Wellness Drive. So we do have another caller for Tradio. Caller on line one, you are on the air.
Good morning, Isaiah and Julie.
Hi,
this
Craig.
This is Craig Olson. Hi. And I just wanted to put a plug in for chess club at the library from 4 to 6. All ranges of players, 16 and year older, just come on down and we'll play some chess and have a good time.
And that's on Fridays,
Friday at 4 to 6.
The library.
And in the Ruth Sandvik conference room, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
And you have the games, right? The boards?
Yeah, they've got sets there.
Okay. I think I seem to remember Isaiah used to come down to your boat and play chess with you.
I still do, and I'm still getting beaten.
Oh. Well, there you have it. Uh-huh. Thank you, Craig. Really appreciate you reminding us about that. Is that going to be ongoing then? I can put it on as a every week event?
I would say until we establish a group that will go weekly at this point.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Craig.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. What is that, mea culpa? I must admit we've been having a little trouble with the phone system, and I would like to apologize if you called into Tradio, for the quiz question, and you didn't get chosen because the phone system is a little wonky.
Mm-hmm.
Apologies to whoever got cut off there. Please try again next week. We try to get back to you, but this phone system is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it rings one place, but you can't answer it again, so you have to run to another phone.
It's actually quite comical when you're sitting here in this room and you're on the board. There's just people running back and forth, and you're like, where are they going? What are they doing?
Yeah, why aren't they answering the phone, right? The phone keeps ringing, and they're not answering.
It makes you think something very serious is happening, but instead it's only the news quiz.
It's only the news quiz, exactly. And luckily today, as I ran around like a rat in a maze, we had the NHK film crew here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was... Yes, it was uplifting. Anyway, phone's ringing. Did someone get it?
Oh, yes, someone did. All right.
Ah, yes.
Now there is another caller. You're in line one.
Yeah. Hi, this is Lieutenant Joe with Salvation Army. We wanted to just let the community know about our family thrift store.
Yes.
We were actually closed the last week. We were out of town and we're short-staffed, so we apologize that we were closed. We are currently taking donations. I know
yes.
The Community Express wanted to know if we were taking donations. So, yeah, we will be taking donations. We will be closed today. But Friday and Saturday, we are having a big sale on clothes and other items in the store. So we'd like to invite everybody to come in and check out what we have on sale. And they can also go on our Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
The thrift store, and to get more information on that.
Okay, that's great. And what are your normal hours?
Our normal hours are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Five.
Or 5 p.m., excuse me.
Okay.
And then Saturday we are open from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Excellent. Thank you so much for my cry for help there. I've been noticing it on Facebook quite a bit, people saying, is there anywhere to donate? So now they know. They can come donate starting tomorrow.
Okay, yes. And we asked that maybe people try to just donate during the day.
Oh, right.
That way we can get donations inside
so
they're not sitting out in the rain and such.
Yes, definitely. That was the way it was before. So people should know, don't drop stuff off in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, thanks very much for clarifying that. And great news about the... open sale on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody, and we're looking forward to opening back up.
All right. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. One thing I forgot to mention in my rundown was, of course, the Manhattan Short Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Barb called in to say, 10 short films, you get to vote for the best one and the best actor or actress. That's Friday and Saturday night at the Northern Nights Theater. The doors open at 6:30. The films start at 7. There'll be concessions for sale, $15 for tickets at the door, and mostly adult content for the films. It's not really kid films. Sometimes they can be kind of dark, but not always. But it's just not the kind of thing probably kids would want to sit through.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. But fascinating films from all around the world. It's a unique opportunity. And then, of course, Lieutenant Joe called with the big news.
Yeah.
Salvation Army is... taking donations once again starting tomorrow and Friday and Saturday, big clothes sale. You know, there are boxes all around town right now that are just humming, thinking about getting to go to the Salvation Army. At least two boxes in my attic. So that's good news. Well, I think we've beaten this horse long enough.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone else is going to call us.
Yeah. I mean, that bush has been beaten around many, many times.
Yes, indeed. So we should get back to music probably.
I think we should probably get back to music.
Okay.
Well, everyone... Thanks for tuning into Tradio this week. We'll have some picks for Rising Tide by myself.